Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Hi, this is Greg Ziegler, and this is the fifth and final podcast for Heroic Single Men. We often hear of the Proverbs 31 woman. The description found in Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10, is held up as a model of an industrious, other-centered, God-fearing woman. It's interesting that no one particular chapter in Proverbs describes the model man. But a passage in the book of Job serves as a distinctively heroic model for manhood. In Job chapter 29, Job says that he delivered the poor who cried for help and the fatherless who had no one to help him. He caused the widow's heart to sing for joy due to his generosity. He put on righteousness like clothing. His justice, quote, was like a robe and a turban. He became eyes to the blind and feet to the lame and a father to the needy. And finally, he broke the fangs of the unrighteous and made him drop his prey from his teeth. This is a distinctively heroic model of manhood. Job uses his strength and leadership to serve others as a protector and a provider rather than for selfish gain or exploitation. Every strength, resource, and leadership trait that you have is from God, but it's not for your own purposes. God equips you as a man to serve others. How can you, in the power of the Spirit, use your manhood to be a servant leader? Well, consider your future wife. Begin praying for your future bride today. Ask God to form the character of Christ in you so that you will become the kind of heroic leader she deserves. Consider your resources. What resources do you have? Even a single man in our culture on the tightest budget is more likely still in the wealthiest 1% of the world. Even if you don't have a lot of spare cash, you likely have other resources such as a vehicle, as tools, and perhaps extra clothes, food, or supplies that you could spare. Consider your strengths. What strengths has God given you? Are you good with technology, medicine, accounting, construction, teaching, music, maybe mentoring teens? Has God at least given you a strong back that you can lend in service? Consider the needs in your church. What comes to mind as you think of the resources and strength that God has given you in light of the needs in your church? Where are you needed? And consider the needs in your community. Think about your community. How can you use the strengths, position, authority, and resources God has given you to serve others? How can you be eyes to the blind, feet to the lame, or a father to the needy? How can you break the fangs of the unrighteous and make him drop his prey? Come on, single man. God is calling you to a heroic place in your life, a place of preparation. It's time to take stock of what he's given you and for you to choose not just to spend these things on yourselves, but to use them in an heroic way for other people. You've got the ability and you've got a choice to make to intentionally use this time in your life to serve your God and to serve the people that he's put around you. The Lord is calling you to take courage. I hope you have a great day in him.